Another science story we're following is happening later tonight in outer space, 560 miles above Pittsburgh. Two satellites are on course to pass within a few hundred feet of each other, and there's a pretty decent chance they will collide. The debris are an idled NASA telescope from the 1980s and an old U.S. Air Force satellite first launched in 1967. The space debris tracking company Leo Labs said today that there is a 1 in 20 chance of a crash. For more, we're joined by Brian Whedon. He's with the Secure World Foundation, and he studies space debris. Brian, welcome.
Glad to be here.
These are big satellites traveling very fast, 9 miles per second. What happens if they do collide?
Well, nothing good. You know, in the short term, essentially the two satellites would disintegrate into thousands and thousands of tiny pieces. Unlike, let's say, a car wreck where they would come to a halt, they're still going to keep going largely on their original trajectory with original velocity. So you're going to see, you know, two objects that were going around the Earth in separate circles are suddenly going to become thousands of objects going around the Earth in separate circles. And over time, all those new objects are going to kind of spread out and then sort of become almost a background radiation hazard.
I want to ask you about that in just a minute. But first of all, I mean, like, if that explosion does happen, do people on the ground in Pittsburgh see it? I mean, could any of the debris rain down on Earth?
So it's going to happen at about 600 miles above the Earth. And at that altitude, debris takes usually years to a couple of decades to come back into the atmosphere. So no, people are not going to, you know, there's no risk to the Earth immediately from this collision. And it's not really an explosion in that you're not going to see a fireball in space because there's no oxygen for that to happen. It's small enough that it's very unlikely they would see anything that would kind of happen.
Well, we know that space junk is a growing problem. There's a lot of stuff orbiting around the Earth. Some countries like China and India have even blown up their own satellites in space. I mean, what kind of risk is this, big picture, to space travel?
So there are, at the moment, roughly 2,200 functional satellites orbiting the Earth, and they're joined by about 25,000 pieces of debris bigger than a softball, some the size of buses. And that's all kind of the result of our activities in space the last 50 years. If, you know, for any given satellite, the risk is not that high. It's maybe a few percent per year. But over the entire population of satellites, that's a lot. And the challenge is that it's going to make all that debris is going to make orbiting in space and operating satellites more costly, more risky. And sometimes we may not be able to, you know, afford that. So we might lose critical services like weather forecast data or some communications data.
So is there any way to sweep it up, get rid of it? I mean, it's moving so fast. A job like that seems very dangerous. Are there any solutions?
Well, there's, you know, quite a bit of discussion over the last 20 years about the technology to remove these kinds of dead objects. There are a few companies out there that are actually working on this. The technology is difficult, but it's not the really hard part. The really hard part is who pays for it. A lot of these satellites and dead debris are left over from government missions that happened decades ago. And there's not a lot of interest from governments in paying more money to go up and remove all this stuff. So at the moment, that's really the biggest challenge.
That's Brian Whedon with the Secure World Foundation talking to us about the possibility that two large satellites in space could collide over Pittsburgh this evening. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Welcome.